Whether it's audiobooks or all-time greatest hits, long live listening to your favorites. Learn more about Kisqali Ribociclib 200 milligrams at KISQALI.com and talk to your doctor to see if Kisqali is right for you.
In the meantime, a team I'm starting to like very much, Charlotte FC. They signed the great Karol Swiderski. That's a soccer player, by the way, for those of you who don't know. It is Supporters Week right here on Sports Radio FNZ as we continue to get excited about our partnership with Charlotte FC. We'll be the radio home for Charlotte FC. And all week you've heard different folks from different groups of the supporter groups around Charlotte. And right now we're going to continue that coverage on. Supporter Week rages on Sports Radio FNZ as we welcome on Blue Foria. And there, do I call him leader? One of the principal members of Blue Foria, one of the great Charlotte FC supporter clubs here, Guillermo Carrillo. Guillermo, welcome to the show, sir.
Let's go! Thank you. Thank you for having me. Excited to be here.
I love the energy. I've heard you in some of our promos as well. I love the energy here, man. Give us the backstory. Give us the origin story on how Blue Foria came to be.
All right, so the initial founding members of Blue Foria, we're all friends. We all happen to have Latin American roots. So, I mean, simply put, right, we bring that energy, we bring that party, we bring that fire everywhere we go. So to give you an example, you could be at, you know, you could be at an event, you could be at a TOTFC event, and the party's great. You know, you don't think it can get any better. And then Blue Foria shows up. And we race that bar. It's so electric. It's so contagious. You know, you just can't help but join in on the chant. So, you know, we're just about having a good time, supporting the team. And, yeah, just a group of friends that happen to have similar background. And, you know, we love soccer. We a lot of us actually, lived in other countries before we moved to Charlotte. So a lot of our members have had this being a supporter experience for their other team. So, we're bringing that knowledge, that experience, a little bit of that Latin flavor here. And, yeah, you know, the clubs welcomed us with open arms. And, yeah, excited, very excited for that first March 5th game.
Guillermo, you mentioned the Latin flavor of Blue Foria. How are there any other kind of differentiating ways that Blue Foria stands out amongst Charlotte FC supporter clubs?
Well, aside from having the Latin American background, you know, I think the music is something that, you know, the chant is something that differentiates us a little bit. We have a trumpet, we have drums, we have different things just to add a little bit to the atmosphere. So, on our website, we have a chant, we have some of our songs that we recorded. So that would be another differentiator. But you know what? Whenever March 5th comes along, we're all working together. We have a chant committee. All the supporter groups are working behind the scenes. We're picking the best songs. And the goal is that you hear one huge chant, 70,000 people, however many we are. That's the main objective.
It is Supporter Week on Sports Radio FNZ. We continue on. We're interviewing folks from soccer clubs and supporter clubs all over the Queen City. Supporters of Charlotte FC, is we're inside a month from the first match at Bank of America Stadium, March 5th, tickets on sale now, individual tickets on sale right now. And we're talking with Blue Foria's Guillermo Carrillo. Guillermo, I'm going to try and say the nickname that I've heard, and I might butcher it, but I want to know, what does Vikingo mean?
Vikingo, it means Viking. It means Viking, yeah, he's our founder. Him and I started the supporter group. It just means Viking. It's a nickname he had when he was little, growing up in Peru. We got some chants ready for you if you want to listen to a sneak peek here.
Oh, give me those chants right now. This show will not continue until I get the chants.
All right. So, I mean, you tell me. We got some English ones, we got some Spanish ones, and we got some Spanglish ones.
Hit
so any
me.
Preference there?
Let's go with a Spanglish one first.
Okay. All right. We are Charlotte, the mighty black and blue. We are from the Carolinas, sangre negra y azul.
So what I didn't realize is, like, I'm used to defense. That's the kind of chants I'm used to. We got a whole, there's a whole thing there. Are there any dance moves with this? It feels like a big number.
Oh, there's lyrics, there are rhymes, there's melodies. You know, some people break out and dance. It's a lot of jumping, mainly jumping up and down, hands in the air, to the beat. So yeah, it's we're preparing something special for March 5th.
It's Supporter Week on Sports Radio FNZ. With us is Bluephorias, one of the great Charlotte FC supporter clubs, Guillermo Carrillo. We're talking about and getting you ready for the first match coming up March 5th at Bank of America Stadium. Tickets on sale now. I think the most important question is, you and I start our bromance, our relationship here on air, and getting excited about Charlotte FC. The most important question I can ask you now, is it a jersey or a kit?
Oh, man, it's a kit, man. It's a kit. It's a kit. I'm okay with jersey. I'm okay with jersey. I'm okay with soccer. I prefer football. But, you know, we don't have to get into that right now.
At least you actually are a little consistent there, right? You're not half... You're not half Americanizing things here. So, go ahead.
Yeah, I was going to say another one, right? Is it a soccer field or a pitch?
That's
another one.
I've called it a field, and I've got yelled at, so now I call it a pitch.
Okay.
So, Guillermo, yeah, as we continue this on, I know you mentioned the chants. What other match day traditions are you guys kind of thinking of at Bluephoria that you might try to bring to the table here?
So, you know, we're working on some things not really songs that we've prepared, but just different things throughout the game. You know, when someone makes scores a goal, or let's say we're leading by three, and we'll throw in a little something for that, like, or if someone makes a great pass, or someone makes a bad play. You know, we think that the supporter groups, especially with soccer, we are have a strong influence to the team, to their performance. And you know, if someone messes up, hey, we're gonna be there. We're gonna clap. Maybe we have just cheer you on. Let's go. And you know, when it's one or two, it doesn't get noticed. But when it's the whole group and it's the whole stadium, I think it has a great impact. So, you know, we're going to throw little things like that, song-related, chants. You know, I know at the supporters groups in general, we're working on some TIFOs for before the game, some, you know, the signs that show up from the stands, gets the party going. You know, we're also working with some Charlotte FC reps on a potential song, like a potential redo of the song Pepas by Farruko. That's something maybe the whole stadium can jump on board and sing a little bit of that. So, it's a lot of stuff.
So I want to get into that because I, growing up in American football, I have done the tailgating thing quite a bit there, right? I want to know, like, is a football or soccer, is a soccer tailgate much different from, or how does it differ from, like, an American tailgate?
Oh, yeah, tailgating. Well, the one thing in common is there's drinks flowing. That's the one thing in common. You know, we're going to be chanting outside of the stadium, all the supporter groups. We're going to be chanting. There's going to be flags, tons of flags. Charlotte FC flags, supporter-specific flags. There's going to be smoke, blue smoke, black smoke, gray smoke. There's going to be smoke. There's going to be drums. Not a marching band, but like a chanting drum. Expect a really wild time, fun time. You know, we're going to do our best not to wear out our voices before the game, but you know, I can't guarantee that. I'm pretty sure that some of our members come kickoff, they're going to be, or maybe not come kickoff, but the next day they're going to be not going to be able to join any conference calls for their employees. So I think we're preparing for that.
Guillermo, what I'm really asking you, is there booze and greasy food?
Oh, there's booze. There's greasy food. You know, we're going to have a lot of food out there. So for sure, we'll definitely have that. That's the one thing in common. Then the rest is just the added atmosphere that a soccer/football tailgate brings you.
I'm in. You had me at booze and greasy food, Guillermo.
There you go.
He is of Blueforia, Guillermo Carrillo. Guillermo, you've been so great with your time, man. Really do appreciate it. Love the civic energy of all the Charlotte FC supporter clubs. Love what you guys are doing. Keep it up, okay?
Awesome. Hey, and then, you know, if anyone wants to learn more about us, you know, we have a website. It's blueforia.com. We also have our Instagram handle, Twitter handle, Facebook handle is BlueForiaCLT. So check us out there. We have tons of events, and I think the big next event that we have is in Charleston. We're going to be in Charleston at the first preseason game. So come check us out. Come hang out. Come have a good time. And yeah, let's go.
Guillermo, give me one more chant on the way out right now.
Oh, my God. Okay, I'll give you an easy one. Dale, 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 CFC. Dale, 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 CFC. Dale, CFC.
I love the energy, Guillermo. Keep it up, buddy. Thanks so much.
All right, anytime. Thank you.